Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You are listening to Talks Machina on the Critical Role Podcast Network. Talks Machina airs live at twitch.tv/Critical Role on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, and it's also uploaded to youtube.com/Critical Role on Thursday mornings. If you like our podcast, please rate and review it on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Without further ado, here's this week's episode of Talks Machina.
Are we on the internet?
Ooh, it's hot dad couch tonight.
It
I like it.
Is. I knew the AC was working overtime for something.
Ooga. Ooga.
I see you guys brought your respective springs from your houses from some of the videos I've seen.
Mm. Yeah.
Tonight. No, we'll show that off later. Sorry. This is more important. Get that shit out of my face. The Mighty Nine deal with a baddie rock. Enter the military town of Bazozan.
Did it.
You did it perfectly.
And find the creepiest hidden entrance in the fucking world. We're gonna break it all down with Sam Riegel and Liam O'Brien.
Hi-yah.
Wow.
All that and more tonight on Talks Machina.
Ba-doom, doom,
now with sound effects. Can't live with him? Hey, we have some announcements. That was close, but not like we didn't make that didn't make it on the air, did it? Hey.
Better not.
Starting this week's episode of Critical Role, we are excited to announce that we're testing out a new live captioning service.
Yes!
For Thursday night live broadcasts on Twitch using a live stenographer.
So cool.
This is something we've been working on for a super long time. We've been testing a lot of different types of technology.
Shout out to Vinny Singh.
Shout out to Vinny Singh, our head of production for
Wile E. Coyote with the blueprints in the desert,
trying to find. There's a lot of reasons why it's complicated. There are many of you talking sometimes at once. The pronunciations and the words and the spelling, like Beau, Ford, the accents are tricky. So some of the robotic technology just wasn't cutting it. So we're gonna try this live stenographer starting this Thursday night. I'm super excited about it.
Man.
I'm excited as well. Can I, sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
This is unplanned. I actually have a genuine question.
Go ahead, please. I may not know the answer, but.
So this is amazing for the deaf and hearing impaired community.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited, I'm thrilled genuinely for this feature. Part of me wants to write a D&D Beyond bit that uses a lot of hard words. Is that offensive? Is that offensive?
It's not offensive.
Shitty to the stenographer?
Well, of course.
I mean.
The whole point of what the exercise that you just described is to make it difficult for the stenographer to try and.
I'm not trying to mess with the stenographer. I'm just trying to make funny words appear on the bottom of the screen.
That uses funny words, not hard words.
Funny words, not hard.
But I was going to ask in a nicer way, can it keep up with Hopper Duke? Can it keep up with things like
Perlman? It should be able to because I think that
we've sent a database.
We sent
a database.
of the words
did
that are...
Did you differentiate between Hupperduck and Hupperduck with the umlaut?
I feel like that's something we would have thought of.
I feel like there needs to be two words for when Laura talks and when we... Listen, Sam and I went on a date before this show. We came pre-greased.
We are drunk.
You guys went to some whiskey
we
thing.
We are drunk.
You went to a whiskey tasting right before this?
Yeah, do you know how long you it's been so since he and I have had a date
I'm
together?
I'm so happy to so hear that.
It happens like once or twice a year.
Sorry, go back to your stupid announcements.
No, we'll get to the...
Captioning service is not a stupid announcement, Sam.
I'm sorry. I love it. I
we
do.
Are super excited to make Critical Role more accessible for everyone.
We are. We really
we
are.
Legitimately are.
Zach, put the fucking camera on me and off of this donkey for 5 seconds so I can tell people. Check out CritRoll.com for all the details. We also have a very special sponsored broadcast for you on Thursday before Critical Role begins. Join us at 3 p.m. Pacific on Twitch as Matt and Marisha play Knights of the Pen and Paper 2, a turn-based retro-style pixel adventure sim created to simulate the old-school pen and paper experience.
I played the entire first game, so I'm very curious to see them dive into the second one.
Well, you can watch it Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific on our Twitch channel, if you're so inclined.
Also, I don't have any idea what this is. Is this a thing that's been planned? Why was I not told about this?
We don't tell you shit because you don't care.
Come to the production meeting, Sam.
No, do not do that.
The ones you're invited to.
No, don't distract
him. Every week.
He is making our cartoon. He needs to focus on that. Only. He doesn't need to know anything else, just cartoons.
Yeah, because the history of Critical Role will read that the smartest thing we could have done is put this dumb shit in charge of $11.3 million. The VOD for Matt and Marisha's experience will be on YouTube Saturday if you missed the stream Thursday before the show. And finally, before I get to that, Liam O'Brien is showcasing our wonderful new shirt.
Look at
for
that beautiful
Pride
shirt.
Month.
We're so happy with this shirt. It's so beautiful.
I'm also wearing my Pride shoes that I designed.
Wow.
Pretty dope. Made these myself.
I guess I am too.
Yeah, show Sam's. Those are awesome, dude. I just noticed those when you were talking about
some
weird
shit. Colorful folks here.
Yeah.
So happy with this shirt.
I know. It's soft. It's wonderful. It's got a catchphrase from a known triple felon.
I didn't know we were all going to be wearing Pride stuff tonight. I would have dressed up.
Well, it's Pride Month. You got to wear it every day.
That's true.
You
got to,
you know.
Fuck.
It's 30 days.
I'll do better next time.
30. How many days are in the month of June?
30.
Is it a leap year?
Is it a leap year, New Greg?
30 days past September, April, June, and November.
No, it's not a leap year. Finally, we have a new emote on our Twitch channel to celebrate our new studio pup, Sheriff Bullock.
No.
It's true, it's
not
true.
Not that quick, really?
I mean, Arsqueef is in charge, so you want something right away, Arsqueef delivers.
He queefs fast.
He queefs as quick as he can. He queefs from across the pond, and it gets to us in seconds.
It's amazing.
To queef another person is to see the face of God.
Wow.
Yes. That's
true. After makeup on, don't make me cry.
That's true. same. I would bring him to the show. I'm going to bring him to the show in a couple weeks. The problem is, him and Henry have started to tumble and wrestle throughout the house and are inseparable.
Oh, we're
so
obsessed.
So if I brought him here, the two of them, this place would be in shambles.
Sorry. Every day you show us a video of those two dogs wrestling.
It's so
cute.
I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about Henry and Arsqueef wrestling all over your house.
I mean, that would be cool. I don't think Arsqueef would have any complaints, right?
Nope.
Absolutely not. So we'll bring him by and there, but he can get a little bit more screen time. Check out last Thursday on Critical Role's Twitter, beautiful campaign photo with you and Ashley.
Yeah, he's
and
our Secretary
Bullock.
Of Good Boys.
Secretary of Good Boys. Mm-hmm. Well, without further ado, let us discuss episode 66 of Critical Role Campaign 2.
Isn't this a PlayStation game?
Beneath Bezozan.
Ba-doom, doom, 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 ka-doom, doom.
Oh man, there is a kink for everyone.
That's right. I think that could fit.
I think it could fit.
What are these, gentlemen?
Can we say that on Twitch?
Are these Webby Awards?
No, they only give those out to Webby Award winners, Brian.
Oh, but it looks like Critical Role won a Webby Award in the year of our Lord's 2019 for The People's Voice.
Why, Brian, aww, that's this year.
This one says that we won for video colon series and channels dash games.
Ooh. The People's Voice? Who amongst us? Who amongst us is worthy of such a? Surely not Sam is not the People's Voice.
Oh, I cast told it that, you guys.
That was actually pretty good.
Wait. Touch tips.
Ooh, just how it sounds when we're alone.
Yep.
Why, do you guys both have Prince Albert's?
We have metal dicks.
Yes.
Wow.
You guys have Doty dicks?
Aw, Doty.
Doty, rub this down.
No?
How about some stats, Brian? You got any stats?
You know what? I just so happen to have before me an iPad, and at the top of the screen it says that we have Crit Roll stats for episode 66.
Crit Roll stats.
Brad, see, I'm getting in my fucking shot.
I'm sorry.
Get out of my shot.
Get in.
Crit Roll stats.
Oh. Ooh.
Not passed Caleb this episode for third most natural 20s. Not has 44.
All about the numbers.
Caleb has 42.
God damn it.
It's only two difference.
It doesn't matter.
Be not discouraged, Sam Riegel.
All right.
Wait, no, I'm not.
Be not discouraged, Liam.
Thank you.
Caleb passed Bo this episode for the second most kills. Caleb has taken part in 34 kills. Bo has taken part in a 33.
Oh.
So
kill a lot of things.
You need to get a bigger kill lead. Yeah. I hope. Chris, did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. Not stole her platinum flask from the burnished Bibelots.
Sure
is not, Brian, you did that right, or Brian, you
suck. I don't remember
suck.
How that's pronounced.
Steve, help us out. Bibelots?
Biblios.
Biblios.
Not stole her platinum flask from the burnished Biblios in Trostenwald 173 days ago.
In real time or in game time?
Game time.
Oh, that's because it's spelled really weird. That's
wow.
Why.
It has been enchanted as a flask of perpetual booze for 159 days.
Mm-hmm. That's a good stat.
I have a question for you, Sam, after that stat.
Yeah?
Do you, Sam, know where that flask is? Because I learned about it after the game. I didn't see.
I don't metagame, Liam.
You don't need to tell me what happened. Do you know what happened?
I don't metagame.
Uh-huh.
But let's just say.
You could hypothesize.
I can hypothesize. My hypothesis is that Laura's not quite as sneaky as she thinks she is, and. Maybe as she said it, I saw her say it to Matt.
Oh. You do sit right next to her.
Yeah, I mean, she's.
But you like.
She's adorable.
You like shit stirring.
I love shit stirring. It's the only kind of. It's all I like to do with shit, really. Just stir it.
Stir it around for hours, yeah.
Plus, with you sitting right next to her, when you're not looking at the Twitch chat to try and figure out what to do next or fishing for compliments, you can look at her journal because it's pretty close to where you keep your iPad with the Twitch
Small chat. Correction, I'm half on her journal and half on the Reddit thread.
Wow.
You're also on Zillow a lot. So.
Yeah, on Zillow quite a bit.
Well, you know, some three bedrooms always pop up right in the middle of our game. Be on top of them.
Are you having foundation issues and you're thinking about relocating?
I'm a liar, but yes.
Okay. All right. I won't. Ed already left for the night. Hey, let's get to some questions.
Yes, please.
That's what the people want.
So I'm going to do so much talking.
I hope so.
Jesus. Oh, you scared Henry.
Oh, it's okay,
no, Henry,
big boy.
I hate dogs.
Come here, lay down.
Don't hate dogs. Get out of the way, Brian. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
It's okay. He's just a rescue boy. He's scared of a lot of stuff.
Don't.
Hey, this one's for both of you.
Okay.
And this one comes from Mackenzie Wilkins. What were your character's thoughts on the sort of sacrificial lamb plan for Yasha? Everyone seemed on board so quickly, and now that everyone is at the door, there seem to be doubts.
The sacrificial lamb?
I think we were talking about using Yasha as some sort of bait, right?
Yeah, bait. Mm. Decoy, or yeah, more bait's probably the better way to...
Sacrificial lamb is harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want her to die.
No.
Look,
no.
I don't write the questions.
We're just trying to get... we're just trying to get some action going, and we know that whoever is in there wants Yasha, and that she could be useful as bait. I think Yasha is arguably the strongest among us.
Hottest too.
And if anyone's going to be used as bait, she's a likely candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm cool with it still. How's Caleb feeling about this?
Caleb feels like this group is very good together. And is not too stressed. I don't think Caleb doesn't think we're great at like political navigation, but when it comes to threats, it feels pretty good.
Yeah.
They're good fighters together. Mm-hmm. I think on their own, each of them in pairs or singles, they suck, but together, feels pretty good.
Not sucks?
On their own?
Yeah.
On my own.
What do you think Yasha, I need to ask Ashley this. What do you think Yasha would think of me?
Of you?
Wow, that is a good question. Not much.
Yeah.
Probably,
yeah.
Well, I'm so much shorter than she is, obviously, so she would look down to me, which is not a problem for me.
Right.
Would people looking down on me my whole life.
Would she get your sense of humor?
You know what? I think Yasha...
Would she get my sense of humor?
Or give a
I mean,
shit
I feel like it's pretty accessible, gang.
Excessive. The word you mean is excessive.
Boy. I feel like for every viewer you gain, you lose two more. But I will say this, Yasha is...
That's still forward momentum.
That's technically only losing one viewer.
I feel like Yasha is, like many of our characters in the Mighty Nein, on a quest for answers. And you're more of a question guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm on a quest for questions.
Yeah, I don't know that she would find much value in someone who, but then again, maybe she would value someone who has a thirst for knowledge like you do.
Okay. Do you know that old Looney Tunes duo of like the bulldog gangster and his little like terrier? Hey Spike, what are you gonna do today, Spike? Where are we going today, Spike? I think you know where I'm going with this.
I do know where you're going with that, yeah.
Shednep.
That's awesome. What do you got there? You're holding it so delicately.
This is how you hold a wine glass, isn't
it? It is?
Yeah, isn't this correct?
Oh, I gotta go back to wine school. Liam.
Yes.
Alchemy Kalich, I don't know. Arriving in Buzozan, Caleb chose to take the lead in speaking to drow soldiers, even as a human from the Empire. Is he feeling more confident about the Mighty Nein status? Why did he choose to take on the job?
I think in that moment he felt that everyone was a little reticent. He also still feels responsible for putting them where they are. Mm. I don't know, I think that Caleb knows that he can talk well if he can get his head out of his own ass and overcome his like nervousness, but something that I know as a player, and I think in character as well, is that Ford, even though he clearly has his own doubts about himself and what he's doing, he's smooth. So I have a couple of times in the game just kind of went to have Ford speak, but I feel like in that moment I like glanced over at our face man and he wasn't going. So knowing that I'm reasonably successful in those moments, I just was like, fuck, well, I'm the reason we're in this shit house, and Green Bean's not talking, so I just jumped in.
Maybe
Green Bean's good.
Have you asked him this question? I don't watch the show, but have you asked Travis this question in the past? About He is the face of the group. He is the high charisma character of the group. Sometimes he's very reluctant to, like, step forward and do the talking.
We've talked about a little bit on the show, with Travis.
What is going on with that? Is he giving other people focus? Is he scared? Is he scaredy cat?
Well, I will tell you that YouTube.com.
Oh boy.
/Critical Role has every episode of Talks Machina starting with episode 101. Huh. And you could find any of the ones with Travis on there, scrub through to where you see his delicious face on the screen and find the answer to that. Or Danny could just tell you. I do a lot of, are you familiar with ayahuasca?
Sure, yeah.
So right before we go live.
You barf a lot, you sit on a bucket, I got it.
Do you want to tell them? He's talked about it. He says that It's not a question of comfortability, right? It's a question of
it's the same thing
necessity.
As kind of, it's the same thing as kind of is what Liam was kind of saying, is that he kind of waits to see if somebody else is going to do it. It's kind of how he's treated leadership this whole time.
Yeah.
Is I'm going to wait and see, and nobody else is volunteering. Okay, I'll do this.
I was about to say the same thing. I think that that Travis and I accidentally or coincidentally kind of like built a similar aspect to the characters, which is they can be good at talking if the circumstances are right, but they don't prefer to.
And I think that you guys, and I think for just from what I've seen of watching the show, you two have different moments where you step up. You step up more. Caleb steps up more with diplomacy. Ford steps up more with charm and intimidation.
Also, fucking.
Also that.
Next question comes from Arwen Imladris.
Sure.
I think I got it. Sam, Nott had been not drinking as frequently since her reunion with Yeza, what we talked about last time you were here. What has triggered her to start again? Is it the anxiety of being separated from her family, worry over Luke's safety, or simply a part of the adventuring lifestyle that she's become accustomed to?
Oh, this is so sad. It might be sad. You don't know. It's on the outside, it's sad.
Answer all the questions in that.
Yeah,
place.
That's a great question, Arwen.
In Londres.
I'm not quite sure that not fully understands. I mean, I have an idea. Sam Riegel has an idea about why she drinks and doesn't drink. But I'm not sure that she could quantify that in her head. But there's been a lot of changes in her life recently. The very happy reunion with her husband, and then kind of leaving him behind a little bit to go on another adventure.
You did it again.
And again. And it's, I think there's a lot of just uncertainty in her life right now about where she's supposed to be. You know, she has responsibilities to the Mighty Nine as their sort of the cutest member of the group. No. She has responsibilities to the Mighty Nine to care for them and make sure that they're safe. She has responsibilities to Yeza. She definitely has responsibilities to Luke, who's out there in the world somewhere. And I feel like she feels like her mission right now, her responsibilities are divided in different places, and she's not sure what she should be doing.
Yeah.
So she's doing the thing that she knows makes her feel better about that. So it's not like not like a if this then drink sort of a scenario. It's like when there's periods of strife or uncertainty, she tries to settle herself. Like I think people do in real life too. I think.
Heck yeah. I mean, especially parents constantly. I constantly have moments where I'm like, well, I'm a shitty parent? I guess I'm a shitty parent. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And Nott doesn't know what she's doing. From the outside, I do think it's sad because, like, she's clearly been laying into the sauce, and now she's finally back to her husband and is, like, backpedaled on the drink for, but it's not, like, exact, right? It hasn't lined up exactly. And I think that, like, Nott and Caleb had a conversation. You initiated a conversation like this in game, where Nott said like, "Why am I? It's like I'm addicted to this." And like, I think that she's been affected in ways that she never could have predicted by the story, by the road they've been on.
Yeah, and not addicted to the drink.
No,
addicted to the adventure.
Yeah.
Is Caleb concerned about it?
Yes. But I've been thinking about this for a couple of days. Caleb and Nott are a little bit like I'm the Elizabeth Shue to your Nick Cage in Leaving Las Vegas, right?
Ooh.
Like,
yeah. Fucking hit me with some Leaving Las Vegas references, bro. That's where
healthy.
Liam Las Vegas came from.
Hey. Definitely not healthy at all, but like, I care
poetic,
for her.
Poetic in an interesting way and a connection of intimacy between the two of your characters.
Yeah. I bet guess there's a question about this, but like Caleb, I didn't know where that booze went. I didn't hear Laura say shit in the game. But Caleb went and bought booze and then never gave it to you, at least as far as we're at. And I think it was like, I don't like, he doesn't like this.
But if she really needs it.
Drunk, but I don't know how bad it could really get if she really wants it and needs it. And that's why I think leaving Las Vegas.
I get that,
like,
yeah.
What if Shu like deprived Cage's character whole turkey?
When you say it like that, for sure it's sad, yeah.
It is.
It's two people supporting each other, both in good times and, hey man, do you need to, are you suffering right now? Do you want to suffer some more? Yeah. I got you there too.
So there were a couple of times after Kayla bought the booze where I was like, all right, you seem really shitty right now, but it's not too bad. So I'll just keep the bottle in my bag. I'll just keep it, mm-hmm. and just like that happened two times at least. That's fucked up.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I like it. It's deep, gritty character stuff. Characters that aren't a mess aren't interesting to me. That's like people. I have few people in my life that I would say like, yeah, they've got their shit together 100%. Who wants someone like that? Because then I'm always going to compare myself to them.
But most of the people in your life you met in prison. So like, that's not a fair.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, I saw your license plate dinged. I can fix that for you. Sam, Snowbound Wanderer wants to know.
Sure.
How much thought had Nott given to what the other members of the Mighty Nein and Yeza think of her drinking, or is that too painful for her to ponder?
Oh boy,
this
look at
the
this.
Snow.
From the Snowbound Wanderer? Oh, I hope they find their way. I don't think Nott has given that much thought. Nott's sort of an in-the-moment kind of a gal. I don't think she's given that much thought to or worry anyway about how they judge her. I assume in our weird fantasy world of make-believe, there's not any such thing as self-help groups or your support groups or anything. I don't know. I don't even know if Nott knows that over-drinking is a problem.
I know Baldur's Gate had a pretty good detox program there for a while, but I'm not sure if it survived a lot of the stuff that
That's an aspect of all this too. Like we obviously have our 2019 sensibilities of therapy and self-help and what's healthy, and I don't think we're there. I think we're somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think she puts too much stock in. Oh, what's going on? You drink, no, that's pure.
That is.
That's pure uncut.
Oh, God, he's drinking fucking Everclear.
Well, you know.
He's drinking
Everclear.
How did you even get your hands on that? Did you drive to Barstow?
You watch Chernobyl enough.
Yeah.
You see people drinking just vodka by the pint. And you just want it.
This guy comes in today and says he finished watching Chernobyl for the fourth time through. I'm like,
who?
You.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, it's 2 p.m.
I'm sorry,
drink.
I'm drunk.
2:01, drink.
Dude, not to compare, but do you know what is almost like is just as good as Chernobyl, if not better?
Nah.
I do.
Cosplay of the week.
Yep. Oh!
Great transition.
Zigzag.
Ba-doom, doom, doom, doom.
That music actually doesn't play during this part of it.
Does now.
All they heard was you going.
Cool, cool, cool.
Hey, did you catch Game Ranks today?
You know what I did? I was at a voiceover session somewhere, and I was on a break, and I flipped it on just for a couple minutes. Interesting show. That dragon fellow was odd.
Yeah, his teeth were a little janky, and his tongue looked like he probably knew how to tie one of those cherry stems pretty quickly.
Sure.
So many teeth.
So many teeth.
So much teeth.
So much teeth.
A lot of teeth.
Henry did not like that dragon, and neither did I.
Bad dragon.
Said that a...
smelled good.
Said that a tetherball pole was thicker than me.
Yeah.
Our winner for cosplay of the week.
Well, depending on the context.
I mean... In this country, a tetherball pole is perhaps what thickness of galvanized pipe would you say, Steve?
About a
12 gauge.
About an 8.
8 gauge.
Like about this big.
Our winner. We have no excuse. We have no. Sorry, guys. We're super loopy from Denver. We just had like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Our winner. Can I get to the goddamn?
Yeah.
Our winner for this week was sent in by Courtney Armstead.
It's so good.
It is. At Minomotu. Photo by Ken at Yenra.
Yes! Whoa. I see Courtney every week there. She's a, now they do Vex and Vax, they do Jester and Caleb is a goth so twins.
Every week? What are you talking about?
They post, I mean, I'm in the hashtag looking at art
Liam
every week.
Liam is deep in the motherfucking weeds on this shit,
yeah, that's
Sam.
Art. It's all
You're
on the hashtag.
You're also looking for cosplay?
Can you
They're
zoom
right
in on that, Zach?
Art.
Wow.
Go back to Minamoto!
Go back to Minamoto.
I recognize artists, I recognize cosplayers, I recognize people who say funny, dumb shit about
yes,
the show.
Yes, look at that. That's yep. fantastic.
Amazing.
The ears are incredible. The dagger is great.
My only concern, they appear to be at a mall. with the daggers out.
Yes, they're late for the 2:10 screening of Aladdin.
Pretty sure they also have beads.
They gotta, you know, they gotta click those boots of haste if they're gonna get popcorn.
Back sees that Orange Julius and is about to double dash.
Yep.
We were just talking about Orange Julius.
We were yesterday. Orange Julius was my shit, man. You gotta drive like 30 miles to get one here. Oh, wow. Check this out, though. Courtney has won a Bolivian rosewood tabletop dice tray.
That's
I have
awesome.
It here with me.
That is a nice piece of wood.
Thank you.
Share it with your sibling.
Smell it. Yep, put
Sniff
that nose
it.
On it.
Man, that.
Oh, now it's got beard oil added to it
knows,
as well.
Try that.
The number of different substances that your nose has sniffed, has huffed like that, is countless.
The people will tweet me when they receive it and say, thank you for sniffing it. It's actually more valuable than Sam's two signatures combined.
Put your molecules in that.
Mm. Oh, wow, that does smell good.
It's good, yes, right?
That's musky.
It's musky, yeah. No, now you're smelling Liam and me.
All of it.
Wow.
There's a lot of dude on that.
Yeah, a lot of dude. Thank you to Wormwood for giving us these great trays for fan art and cosplay of the week and for letting us defile your products.
Trebian?
I don't know if they let us do that. But they don't complain.
I have gotten zero messages from Wormwood that they are upset about what I do to the trays. I do change my phone number quite often, so it's possible they've tried to reach me.
I think we've gotten one cease and desist letter a week for the last 6 months-ish.
I think so.
We just don't tell you. The last 6 months? Or was that when we started filing
them? Ed throws those in the garbage.
To be fair, they've been cease or desist.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Who gets to choose, me?
Yes.
Sam, answer this question while we think about what I should do. This is a walk a little line. Knot doesn't seem at all suspicious of Jester being the one to steal her flask. Is this because she trusts her more? Or because she doesn't think she'd do something like that.
I don't think Nod does think Jester could do something like that. Jester is a good, sweet little girl who is innocent and pure and would never do anything against her co-detective.
Yeah, your besties.
Why would I?
Because Jester is the big bad of the campaign.
That's true.
Way.
But side note, there's a lot of other people in the Mighty Nein who are shifty motherfuckers. Yasha keeps disappearing all the time. Ford's mean.
Ford trolls not constantly.
Yeah. Bo is a self-described asshole. There's lots of reason to suspect those motherfuckers. But Jester, come on. Jester, not Jester.
No, not
She's
Jester.
Wonderful.
I have no suspicions. Zemni and Critter has a question for both of you.
Yeah.
With the rest of the party all having a deity they more or less follow, how do Nod and Caleb feel about faith, and do they have any gods they favor at this point in the campaign?
Oh. I've thought about that quite a bit.
You want to take it?
Lord of Light, Caleb?
Lord of Irons?
Produce flame?
Yeah.
You could light up a bunch of Dothraki swords and then send them to their death seconds later.
Yeah, but then the ending would be rushed, so.
Spoilers, spoilers, Liam, spoilers.
Don't worry, the Dothraki still show up at the end.
Yes, they die and come back. I mean, there's no question that there's gods in the world, right? We see miracles done on a daily basis. I think for Caleb, those are greater beings and powers that are way beyond his control. And he is a little rat in a maze trying to go about his path to get to the cheese. And those are just big threats, big predators that he's trying to stay clear of and not piss off to still get to what he wants. It's only recently that he's looked at at the holy people in his group and thought, they have access to things beyond us, and maybe that can be useful what we are trying to do. Maybe you can even angle your way with the gods. Mm-hmm. Don't know. Mm-hmm.
Seems cool. I asked Matt Mercer about Nott's religious background, or at least from the place where she's from, where Veth is from. And he said I would be familiar a little bit with, like, the Wild Mother, since I'm from a farming community.
Oh, okay.
But that's about it. Wow. And that's not a deity, correct me if I'm wrong,
Wild
Critical
Mother?
Role stats, that's not a lawful deity to support in the Empire, I don't think.
Oh my god, I literally just read that the other day, I don't remember.
Yeah, so
I'm a Googler.
I don't believe so either.
Yeah, so.
But I'm wrong about everything, so
not a lot of religion.
Yeah, I don't think it's one of the legal ones, but don't quote me on that, I'm Googling it.
Not a lot of religion in Veth / Nott's life. However, yeah, I'm the next campaign, if we're blessed enough to do another campaign, I wouldn't mind doing something with at least a religious element to it. It seems like a cool facet that I'm missing out on.
I agree. Maybe I'll tell you to do that.
Okay, yes, please do. Keep that in mind.
Tell you to do that.
Wild Mother is not one of the approved deities.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's what I said.
Thanks, Critical Role Wiki.
Do you have any ideas? Do you have any like inklings or seedlings of things you want to do in a theoretical campaign 3?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have a whole character planned out, but...
Names. Darian Tarrington.
Don't get me excited.
He's 85 and he's loving every minute of it.
Yeah, we'll see. Might use it this campaign when Nott dies.
Hey, no.
Yeah, same.
Don't be a downer, dude. We're having a good time here.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what you're doing so I can steal it.
Sure.
Okay.
Head in a jar. It's just a head in a jar.
I mean, it's one of those things where you guys won't even mean to steal each other's stuff. You'll just do it anyway because y'all are like your own heads in jars, just talking to each other. Y'all both had different names. Y'all were both under like assumed identities and stuff like that.
True. With similar.
Yeah, we'll prove it right
sounds
now.
Sounds in our names. Yes.
What number am I thinking of?
It's 14.
69. I was about to say that! Sam and I are now more linked than Liam and you are.
But you know what? 14 was my first 69 at age 14, so...
Oh.
No?
I don't know...
As your campaign manager, I must beg you to stop.
I don't know if there's ever been... All right, well, our next question is for...
Wait, Danny.
What?
You guessed 69. Sam and I have 69, okay. So I think I'm a little closer, like to that.
Brian, you can go whenever you want.
All around me are familiar faces. Liam, answer this question from...
Let's get serious.
The positive, small. What was going through Caleb's head when he was flying? Did he enjoy the freedom of taking wing, or did the simplicity of the giant eagle's thought process bother him?
Oh, he loved it. It was an accidental discovery. I think that going from an intelligence as high as Caleb's down to 8 is freeing. I think that smart people are unhappy. I think that he relaxed in a way that he never thought that he could. He's probably going to be thinking about it and is very confused that something that is not a cat could feel so awesome.
Mm. Oh my god. You're just trying to take away from his answer.
No, I liked his answer.
No, because
a lot.
But then people are looking at like, what the fuck is he doing out there?
I don't know where the camera is. I'm not your director. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. I'm just a gorgeous man. If the cameras want to be on me, they can be on me. If they don't, well, then they're wrong.
Can I be a camera?
Sure. Get on this.
Sam, Viet _ bit wants.
This will win us another Webby. This episode right here is the submission for next year, for 2020.
It's not the only thing submitting.
Submit!
Hey!
You missed. These are what these are for, right? Mega Man. Back.
Yep. All right, bend over. What?
Were you simulating? You said bend over.
You've never pummeled somebody with trophies before?
But was that sort of like a heavy spanking, or were you penetrating?
No, I meant for him to duck so I could fight monsters, Brian.
Oh, I see. I see. That's cool. I've never heard Sam's butt cheeks referred to as monsters.
Oh my God.
Max is throwing up in a bucket.
I pulled a muscle.
Thing you did. You did, Marisha. Wait, because of my joke?
Yes!
Oh! In that case, my friends, it's been wonderful hosting this show. I am the fuck out of here. I'm leaving. Now let's answer a couple more questions.
Next question.
This one was for Sam. So are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Do you need me to take you to the other room so someone can drive you to the hospital?
I'll be okay.
Why was not so quick to pick out Yasha as a suspect for who might have taken her flask? Was that a joke more as a player, or does not have some actual reservations about Yasha?
There's a lot we don't know about Yasha, especially as we get closer and closer to this meeting, rendezvous. Mm-hmm. She's called an orphan maker. Mm-hmm. There is no world where the words orphan maker are a good thing. Like, they don't call someone orphan maker if they win a spelling bee or graduate summa cum laude.
They might if you're a rock harpist.
That's true.
Ooh, a rock
harpist. Like, there's something up with her, and I don't know if the other folks in the Mighty Nein are kidding themselves, but Nod is definitely suspicious that something is up with her.
I mean, orphan maker could just mean that she's a badass killer. She makes a lot of
parents.
Yeah.
But I mean, if a parent comes at you,
parent sucks.
A parent is still someone coming at you.
It's also hard to know or remember at all times who knows what. And Yasha has told some people a lot and others nothing. Bo has told some people a lot and other. Caleb doesn't know shit about Bo other than that he trusts her, likes her, has a good feeling about her, and they work well together.
Yeah, y'all have a lot of like secret conversations.
Caleb doesn't know shit about her upbringing or the wine or the brother or any of that stuff, and I keep forgetting that.
Was it like that in the home game before the stream when you guys were just sort of still getting to know each other and stuff? Were pockets together?
No. And that, first of all, the whole campaign, the first campaign was very much open book.
Yeah.
We were all open
there were
books.
Not many secrets.
And there were no clicks and pockets like in this campaign.
That's right, there are clicks.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's harder to navigate. It takes a while to figure out anything.
And sometimes, because we play for hundreds of hours, sometimes of a conversation and go, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's interesting. Liam from Druid Philosophy. Ashley said that Yasha doesn't know that she's an Asimir. She just assumes that she's a weird human. Mm. While Caleb obviously recognized the connection between her and the Celestial Remains, has Caleb always known Yasha's race and or assumed she did too?
You've seen Wings?
We've seen Wings, so like,
great show.
I don't know. Yeah, Tony Shalhoub. Yeah. Tony Shalhoub breakout role.
My goodness. Yeah. What was the other guy's name? Thomas Hayden Christensen.
Anderson.
Continue to answer the question.
That's another place where I think that player and audience knowledge blurs with the character knowledge. All that Caleb knows is that she spoke Celestial. They both know Celestial. And she's fucking wings popped out of her back.
I mean, I would consider that person somebody who's probably at least partially Celestial. Somebody suddenly had wings,
and it's
new
not
angel,
like,
a new
it's
angel
not
tongue.
Like Asimer or Asimer, I don't know how to pronounce it, but like that, oh, all the Asimers live in New Jersey. Like that's a total fringe.
Pull it up on D&D Beyond, because Matt will tell you how it's pronounced.
That's true.
Yeah, because the other night we spent-
Oh, wait, they have Marisha. Pronunciations? I think
it's Matt Marisha.
I think it's just ASMR.
The other night we were pressing Aarakocra, because Matt says Aarakocra.
Hang on, let me.
This is a feature of D&D Beyond that I should be promoting more.
Yes,
on the show.
Matt and Marisha do the names
it
for all
Marisha.
Of the.
It was Marisha.
Oh, it is.
Awesomar.
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 Yasha.
Wow, that's so clear.
Yasha puts the awesome in Awesomar.
Yeah. Wow.
I should know that. I also.
She's gonna give
Awesomar.
Me that ring back. Any more?
That's it, really. He only has an inkling because she has little angel-like traits, but that's it.
Sam, stop doing that and answer this question from M. Busatilio.
That's your new segue?
Well, you were like making some fucking stupid ass face. I didn't want the camera to cut to you while you were doing that.
Stop doing that.
He was like,
oh my god, stop it.
What are you doing? I have a question for you.
Sam, are you nervous about reintroducing Knott's drinking problem, knowing that doing so is a license for the other players to do something about it? Does having done something similar with Scanlan make it easier? That's the part of the question I was interested in.
Does Scanlan make it easier?
Does Scanlan make it easier? I sound like Taylor Swift.
Complicated question. Knowing that it's a license.
I just read it to you. You were making a face.
No, it's just a lot of concepts in there. Ooh, I want to give the other players license to do things. I'm not nervous about that at all. I want that to happen. And then doing something with similar with Scanlan make it easier? I guess yes. Scanlan did have a little bit of an abuse issue, and maybe that's a theme in my characters that I need to figure out for myself. I don't know. Do some internal thinking. But you know what? If you really think about it, guys, in Dungeons and Dragons, every character should really be a substance abuser. If you see the shit that an average Dungeons and Dragons character sees on a day-to-day basis,
yeah, you need monsters, to get fucked up at the end of the night too.
Demons, horrible still beating demons, heart.
Yep.
Guts. It's awful.
A door you can't open.
A chair in the middle of a room.
Right. I can't. Yeah. Yes. That's freaky shit. A chair?
What the fuck?
Just sitting there?
A rug that just tries waiting to suffocate you.
Yes, there is scary ass shit in Dungeons and Dragons.
A gelatinous cube.
I don't think.
These kids are fucking creepy.
Steve Martin gunslinger shooting a 14-year-old through the hand. That's intense.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't
your
think.
Your soul is forfeit.
If I, Sam Riegel, were part of an adventuring party in a Dungeons and Dragons style adventure, I wouldn't last one game. I would be like, nope, I'm out of here. It would be the shortest shit ever. But you need. The characters need a reason to stay there. Yep. Yes, it doesn't have to be substance abuse. It could be something else. But for me, I rely on that a lot. All right, it's a crutch.
I understand.
Everybody, take away your take away your 2019 suburbia goggles and put yourself in hell. These people are in hell. They're seeing people decapitated, melted in acid.
Oh, it's awful.
Bored. It's like bored constantly.
Why do people play this game? It's horrible. It's satanic.
Oh, maybe it all circles back around, and maybe it really is.
It's all about boring.
Maybe it was Satan. Satan was the friend we made along the way. That's the theme of D&D.
I also
ultimately, it was Satan.
Good for him.
Do you know what?
Sup?
Do you know what's cooler than Satan?
No.
Fan art of the week.
Yes!
Oh, great segue.
Yay! Yes!
Doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom,
doom, doom,
That was me, Steve. That was not you. That was me. I was over here. I should have been over here. This week's fan art winner for Campaign 2, Episode 66 was sent in by Don at Carnival Roses. Let's take a look.
Yes.
Wow.
So cool. Yes.
Speaking of.
Yes. Just that little color in there.
Now that's awesome
does
art.
It. Mm. Wow, that is awesome art. You okay, buddy?
Awesome art.
No.
Danny,
man,
the next Webby is yours, god damn it.
Yes!
Those bleeding eyes were so gross.
So
I mean,
creepy.
Matt Mercer, ladies and gentlemen, he has this way.
He has this way.
Of imagery that is just disturbing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, just look
amazing.
How disturbed Henry is.
He's tired.
Oh, he's just sleepy.
Him and sleepies. Well, thank you to everyone who submitted. Congrats to you, Don. You have won the Bolivian Rosewood tabletop dice tray from our friends at Wormwood Gaming. Caught up on Worm Life yesterday.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. Did they vote Puck out of the house yet?
They did.
Wow.
Puck is gone now, dude. Yep. He's living in Jersey with his cousin Rosalita.
Oh.
She knows how to cook really well. The problem is, oh man.
You don't want to spoil it for
me. No, I have to dump the joke I was just about to do.
Oh, okay.
I gotta dump it.
It was offensive.
Gotta abort.
Yeah.
Abort.
But it almost made it out, and then I would have gotten.
You know what? It's just part of worm life, guys.
It's just part of worm life. Watch worm life, and you'll see for yourself.
That's your charm, Brian, just dangerously close to the edge.
That's only happened what in the history of the show, Max, twice, where I've literally had to go like, oh no. I'll tell you after. You can enter our weekly contest by visiting critroll.com/submit.
Oh, that was a slashed submit.
Yeah, you haven't been on the show in a while.
Wow.
Yeah. Rules for our contest are available at critroll.com. Moving on.
Critroll.
How cool is it that we have cosplay of the week now, too?
Amazing.
Adira stops Brian.
Nice name.
Hopefully.
Liam, what did Caleb think of Jester telling Yasha, we can be your new family, we love you no matter what happened? Does he think the same love is extended his way? Does he want it to be?
Oh, well, that is a very kind and a very human thing to do, and I don't mean human in the sense of D&D, but it's just a very kind thing to do that you say to people who don't, you know, murder the people most dear to them.
Mm.
So, he still doubts. He thinks that it's more probable that's something you say to people who haven't done what he has done, and you, there's a different set of rules for him.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I understand that.
He has his moments where he forgets now. They help him forget sometimes, but he, you know, only for moments.
Yeah, I get it. Did you just check your goddamn Apple Watch in the middle of my fucking show?
Yeah, I mean, like, are we almost done with this? Or?
We got like 8 minutes left, guys. Hang in there.
No, I was talking and I looked at my nails, and then these things wake up when you just do anything with them.
I put mine on Do Not Disturb. You'll see, I can wave it around. Oh,
that's
nothing
a
happens.
Whole finger swipe of effort.
Oh, it just
lost.
Came on. Oops.
So clearly not effective.
I don't have one of those.
Hold on, let me see. Oh, nope, that's Laura Bailey texting me. No, that didn't happen. Airplane mode. And,
okay. Can we just talk about how cute Henry looks?
Now I'm going to play, let me check how much I walked today.
He's in a little puddle.
Look at, I didn't walk nearly enough.
The show is just petting Henry and checking Apple Watches.
I'm gonna look at Fandango. Do you want to go see a movie
Max
after this?
Max literally left.
He's over there playing.
No, he left. He walked out of the room. He's done with the show. I think he quit, and the more this episode goes on, the more I really do think it should be our Webby submission. For the whole company, for the whole year. This episode is critical.
Some really solid jokes tonight, so I'm fine with this.
That's great. That's why we come here. Liam.
Yep.
Caleb isn't on fire wants to know.
Is that it? Is that really it?
Yep.
Did you deliberately choose to say finish the job when the Mighty Nine were dealing with the orcs?
Yeah, of course I did. I meant to kill those bastards and it didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were attacking.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they were going to come and stab us and take our things, and they weren't bringing us to a tea party.
Yeah.
And I want to protect my new family.
I mean, I don't want them to stab you.
No,
it would be weird.
No, I'm. It's fun slash horrifying for me to do things like kill horses and just like kill with impunity because it is the most efficient way to protect the people who are important, which is the Mighty Nine.
Yeah,
which is fucked up, but that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I got you. Admiral Pegasus has a question for Sam.
Sure.
If you're still awake. Do you think that the seeming positivity of the Dynasty and Jorhas toward monstrous races like goblins has in any way impacted and lessened Nott/Veth's body dysmorphia?
I would love to see that question up on the screen.
That would be so cool. I'd read it to you again, but you should have been listening the first time instead of not trying to figure out
God,
what the fuck
there.
Max is doing over there.
You know what? Yes, the Admiral is correct. Nott has not thought about that mask really much at all. Those gloves much at all.
Those creepy-ass gloves.
Yeah, the wrappings have been off for a while. At least in my imagination, and it's a bit liberating for Nott/Veth to just kind of be out there and not feel like she's. She got a dress, nice cute little yellow number, but she hasn't really had to hide in the shadows or feel like people are looking at her weird for how she looks, and it feels comfortable.
Yeah. She got a yellow dress, and yellow was Veth's color. Oh no, my heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's a cute dress. Sweet. You know, it's awesome and a beautiful answer, and it's interesting because this is exactly the same for Caleb. Oh. All those answers are the same for Caleb.
You bought a yellow dress?
Doesn't need to hide. He's wearing nice clothes, not worried about people seeing him here.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, we're beautiful.
Maybe we are in love.
Maybe.
I read online, All Work No Play season 2 production is underway. Is that a fucking fact?
That's a rumor.
Yeah, no, it's true. Liam, we are not allowed to, but we are going to drop some spoilers right here, right now.
Please?
We shot our first episode.
Lived.
We lived through it. We did not die or kill or maim ourselves, which we could have.
When all those things could have happened.
Yeah.
Still here.
We're still standing.
Big win.
There were some injuries last season, especially to my heart. The episode where you guys smashed photos of me.
That was all Stephanie.
Some unflattering photos of me that you found.
What are you talking about? You look great in those photos.
Maxwell James. What are you guys most looking forward to this episode coming up?
This episode of Talks Machina? Well, I'm really excited because Maxwell James left and came back holding something in his hand, a piece of paper. I'm pretty sure it's his resume. I think he's updating or making notes on his resume, or maybe it's a printout of a resume. It is resignation letter. Monster.com.
Monster.com. Are they still around?
Sure, they
Monster's
are.
Monster's how I got this gig.
I'm hoping that we create a dedicated segment to dog cuddles. Mm-hmm.
Let's do it right now.
Oh, yeah?
But here's the thing. We should put the Webbies next to Henry because he's honestly the reason why we ended up getting these. So I feel like they should be on either side of him, sort of like the pillars that hold up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now start the electric current.
Okay.
Oh God.
It's gonna be like the Prestige will double him somewhere else.
We're gonna make him like crypto, like Superman's dog.
Yeah, it'd be like Tesla coils. Congratulations, Henry, you got 2 Webbies, buddy.
Oh.
And he's like, I'd rather go to sleep.
That's the same reaction so I thought.
Yeah, heard about Webbies, and that's what Liam and Sam did when we heard about the Webbies.
Okay. No, we love the Webbies, and we love the whoever votes
course,
for them. It's great, please give us more, we love them.
Yes, much more.
I just love any attention.
As many of those springs as possible.
Yes. To get back to the question, which was, what are we looking forward to in the next episode?
Yeah, what are we looking forward to
this week? I want to go through that hole and see what's in there. I want to see who Oban is. I want to know what Orphan Maker means, and I want to know what happened to Yasha, and I feel like we are on the cusp of finding out. And if you
better fucking get to it, because time's running out, man. ABC's Blindside's a calling, you know? They want just a little bit more before the well runs dry.
What if we just tied up Travis and put a blonde wig on him and sent him back instead?
I did that last Monday.
Oh?
Oof.
But I sent him back to the store to get more milk.
Wow.
Tied him up, put a blonde wig on him. Sent him to the store to get more milk.
Mm-hmm.
Liam, what are you looking forward to in the next episode?
Oh, boy.
Please save us from Brian Foster.
As a concept.
I feel like the threads have all gone cold on what they came out here to do. Okay. So I'm hoping that they find something concrete besides running from fucking giant birds and shadow monsters and orc brigades. He was super confident and was like, yeah, we got an angle here after everything that went down with the Bright Queen. And it just feels like it's unraveling. It's just coming apart. And then we're right back to where they started, a bunch of fuck-ups.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm hoping for a dedicated Henry cuddling section on the main show as well.
Yeah, let's do it. We can put him on the table.
Oh.
can put it in the center of the table, and everybody can just sort of like
scratch that table.
I'm all for it.
Oh, it's fine. It's wormwood. It's like it's like the wood version of
diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
That's your Captain America.
Shield.
Shield, Captain America.
I literally said shield.
No, what's, huh?
Shield.
Vibranium. Oh. Thank you, Zach. Leave it to Zach.
Vibrant thing.
That's all the time we have for tonight, folks. I'd like to thank Drunk Liam and Drunk Sam for joining us. Episode 67, Critical Role, is this week. Lockie, prepare yourself a random fact to end us after I finish my sign-offs, but you have to say it loud because you're not mic'd. Don't worry. It's almost Thursday. Don't forget to love each other.
Don't forget. You're forgetting. Uh-oh. Whoever's on the... Don't forget.
No, just love on each other for a second there. Just give us something to really... You know, the Pride Month hashtags. There we go.
It was a nice day, though.
It was a nice day?
Yeah.
Did you guys have a favorite whiskey that you tasted?
We had a drink called...
Each other's breast milk?
The Huntsman. The Huntsman in honor of Vex'ahlia.
Oh.
Mine was called...
May she rest in peace.
What was mine called? It was another man. It was like...
another man?
It was another
Lumberjack man?
You had another man on your date with Liam?
Wow.
Why are you putting... Now you're making me think of Lumberjanes. Mm. I'm very confused.
Well, don't forget to love each other. Don't worry, it's almost Thursday. Creepy ain't a crime.
Isn't it, though?
Neither is D&D.
Thank you for listening to Talks Machina on the Critical Role Podcast Network. If you like this episode, please drop a review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Talks Machina airs live on Twitch at twitch.tv/Critical Role on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you next time.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.